This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Need steel for a future project or repair? Hawkeye Steel carries a wide variety of carbon steel products like angles, channels, tubing, and more. Everything for a metal building is in stock, like panels, beams, and screws. Metal panels and common links are in stock, while custom links in a variety of colors can be ordered. Visit them at the intersection of Illinois 138 and I-55 in White City, or call 866-999-7880. Hawkeye Steel. Build it to last. Build it with steel.
Crop insurance has become an important piece of the puzzle for today's farms. So why not let the professionals at Farm Credit Services of Illinois show you how crop insurance can be a good fit for your operation. Learn the ins and outs about today's coverage plans, acceptable replant options, and preventative planning guidelines. Plus the latest information on changes to the federal crop insurance program. You get up-to-date information on your policy coverage, delivered by professionals who know farming and the benefits crop insurance can provide. There's a lot to know about crop insurance, and Farm Credit delivers the best value for your premium dollar. For information on crop insurance coverage for your farm, call us today at 800-444-FARM. That's 800-444-F-A-R-M. Crop insurance through Farm Credit of Illinois. It's a good fit.
Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer in Litchfield, is your one-stop shop for equipment, Firestone truck and passenger tires, wheel alignments, shocks, struts, suspension, and steering repairs. Mike Taylor and the experienced staff will diagnose the problem and make the necessary repairs using quality chassis parts. Plus, Taylor Tire and Auto can complete the job with an accurate wheel alignment to original factory specifications. Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer at the west end of Tyler Street in Litchfield.
10 minutes after 6 on this Friday morning, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, March wheat trading at 747 3/4, up 3 1/4. May wheat trading at 755 3/4, up 2 1/4. March corn trading at 697 3/4, down a penny. May corn now trading at 695 1/2, down 2. January soybeans trading at 14.08 1/4, down 9 1/4. March beans trading at 13.67 1/2, down 12 1/4. The overnight crude oil market, 66 cents lower at 93.17. The Brent crude, $1.30 lower at 110.59. The February gold contract, $9.20 lower at $1,668.80. while the U.S. dollar index 0.092 higher at 79.83. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, March wheat ended the day at 744 1/2, down a penny. May wheat ended at 753 1/2, down a penny. July wheat ended at 760 1/4, down 1 1/4. March corn yesterday ended at 698 3/4, up 4 1/2. May corn ended at 697 1/2, up 3 3/4. July corn ended at 690 1/2, up 2 1/4. January soybeans yesterday ended at 1417 1/2, down 2 1/4. March beans ended at 1379 3/4, down 5 3/4. May beans ended at 1371 1/2, down 3 3/4. January soybean meal yesterday ended at 408.70, down 26. March meal ended at 405.60, down 40. May meal ended at $400.30, down 23. January soybean oil yesterday ended at 49.39, up 15. March oil 49.75, up 11. May oil ended at 50.15, up 8. March oats yesterday ended the day at 339.5, up 3. May oats ended at 345, up 3. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois Kinder Grain Prices ended mixed on Thursday afternoon, with corn slightly higher and soybeans and wheat slightly lower. Soybean futures ended lower despite some announced sales of soybeans to China, with some for the 2012-2013 marketing year and some for 2013-2014. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 4 to 6 cents higher at 681 to 692, while soybeans dropped 4 to 6 cents at 1366 to 1388. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 to 4 cents stronger at 688 to 710, while soybeans fell 5 to 7 cents at 1386 to $14. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids gained 5 to 6 cents at 680 to 720. Soybeans ended mixed at 1391 to 1420, with the wheat bids also ending mixed on Thursday at 733 to 750. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids fell 6 cents down to 1415 to 1420. Basis ended steady, ranging from 35 to 40 over the March. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis dropped $4 to $8 a ton on Thursday to range from $423.60 to $425.60. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids gained 4 to 6 cents at 711 to 723. Basis ended steady to 2 cents stronger, range from 12 to 24 over the March. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids a nickel higher at 701 to 704. Basis ended steady, range from 2 to 5 over the March. Soybeans down 2 to 4 cents at 1424 to 1430, with basis gaining 2 to 4 cents, range from 44 to 50 over the March. And new crop wheat bids for July 13 delivery down a penny at 718 to 735, with basis ending steady, range from 42 to 25 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids mostly a nickel higher at 698 to 699. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 2 to 6 cents, with quotations at 1434 to 1440. Soft red winter wheat fell a penny down to 756 to 757, and Milo ended 5 cents higher at 663 to 664. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Bids from country elevators to producers for new crop corn range from $5.39 up to $5.56. New crop soybeans at $12.32 to $12.42. In central Illinois, new crop bids range from $5.49 to $5.60. New crop soybean bids at $12.46 to $12.57. And the new crop corn in southern Illinois, those bids range from $5.42 up to $5.68. With soybeans at $12.37 to $12.52, and new crop wheat for July 13 delivery, it ranged from $7.14 up to $7.30. That is our country grain report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. February hogs ended the day at $84.60, up 40. April hogs ended at $87.10, down 22. May hogs ended at $94.60, down a dime. February cattle yesterday ended at $131.55, unchanged. April cattle ended at $135.07, down 27. June cattle ended at $130.37, down a dime. January feeder cattle yesterday ended at $150.85, down 65. March feeders ended at $152.92, down 85. April feeders ended at $154.75, down 82. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture bringing you the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis traded 82 cents lower. Calculations for a pork carcass traded at 78.50 to 84, with the weighted average carcass price of 81.72. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded steady. U.S. 1 and 3 grades under 400 pounds brought $40 to $43. 4 to 5 weights at $41 to $47. 5 to 550 weights, $44 to $47. And over 550 pounds, $48 to $49. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points traded steady, ranging from 53 to 57. Receipts for Illinois hogs totaled 13,075 head. In cattle trading in Illinois, the report from the Greenville Livestock Auction, they had receipts of 804 head, steers and heifers trading 50 to a dollar higher, Holstein steers trading a dollar higher, slaughter cows traded steady to a dollar higher, and slaughter bulls sold steady. slaughter steers were trading at choice slaughter steers were trading at 125 to 130, select grades 120 to 124.50. Slaughter Holstein steers were bringing 112 to 116 for choice, and selects were fetching 104 to 112. Slaughter heifers were at 125 to 128, with the selects at 120 to 126. Now for the opening report of the Walnut cattle sale. They had receipts 328 head. Slaughter steers and heifers were steadied and stronger. And slaughter Holstein steers were $4 lower. The trade was active and demand was good. Slaughter steers, twos and threes, 127.75 to 131.25. Selects, twos and threes, 122 to 125.90. Slaughter Holstein steers, choice two and threes, 111 to 118.75, and selects were 101 to 102. Slaughter heifers, choice two and threes, 127.75 to 129.50. From the National Car Lot Pork Report, trading was moderate with 109 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was at $83.47, which was 49 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses, $193.81, which was 26 cents higher. And for the selects, they were at $183.96, which was 43 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection for Thursday, cattle slaughter was estimated at 124,000, which compared to 128,000 last week and 128,000 for a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 432,000, compared to 433,000 last week and 425,000 a year ago. On to Real's weekly hay auction, Congerville. Compared to last week, alfalfa premium quality small square bales traded at $5 to $6.25. Alfalfa orchard grass mixed premium quality small squares at $5 to $6.50. The alfalfa mixed hay premium quality in small squares at $6. Orchard grass hay good quality in small squares traded at $5 to $5.75. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday. For butter, 144 and three quarter, down a quarter. For block cheese, 172 unchanged. For barrel cheese, 168 and a half, down a half. And the spot price for Class 3 milk ending yesterday, 1807. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for January, $7.05. For February, $6.93. Corn delivered to Scottville for January, $6.97. For February, $6.93. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for January, $14.10. For February, $13.97. Wheat delivered to Scottville for January, $7.21. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again, corn at Greenfield, $7.05, corn at Scottville, $6.97, beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $14.10, wheat at Scottville, $7.21. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Friday. Right now, color radar showing no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Hi, I'm Kristen Treese with M&M Service Company. Up until recently, the words convenient and financing didn't mix, but the FS AgriFinance program has changed that. FS AgriFinance enables you to secure financing through M&M Service Company for all your farming input needs. So not only do you save time, but your production needs and financial plans are all handled by people who understand your business the way you do. Ask about FS AgriFinance from M&M Service Company today. It's custom financing at your convenience.
Becoming partly cloudy later today, high temperatures in the low 60s. We will have south winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, the low in the upper 40s, and for tomorrow, Saturday, becoming cloudy and cooler, a slight chance of showers, high temperatures in the mid 50s. Your extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday, partly cloudy and colder, a chance of rain or snow Sunday, low temperatures falling to the low 20s, High temperatures in the low 30s. Right now, south winds at 7 miles per hour, the barometric pressure rising, our temperature 49 degrees, and over the past 24 hours, 6/10 of an inch of rain here at the Weather Center. And that's a check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Envirofoam of America. First of all, in our farm news today, U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack has made the first USDA disaster designations of 2013. He has designated 597 counties in 14 states as primary natural disaster areas due to drought and heat last Wednesday. All qualified farm operators in the areas are now eligible for low-interest emergency loans. As drought persists, Secretary Vilsack says the USDA will continue to partner with producers to see them through longer-term recovery. He says the United States Department of Agriculture will also take the swift actions needed to help farmers and ranchers prepare their land and operations for the upcoming planting season. In addition, Secretary Vilsack plans to continue working with Congress to encourage passage of a food, farm, and jobs bill that gives rural America the long-term certainty they need, including a strong and defensible safety net. Former Reagan USDA Secretary John Block does not see a farm bill rewrite happening until summer, and likely with deeper cuts and more political damage. Secretary Block says there are just too many things in the air to get the farm bill rewrite done anytime soon.
In my judgment, they won't do anything probably until the summer, and then they'll write a new farm bill. And I think probably they will write one this year. I guess I'm not absolutely sure, but I think they'll get it done.
Secretary Block would not speculate on House GOP intentions to allow a farm bill on the floor, despite Democrat demands for a guarantee, but says with the election over, that could change things.
I think it'll make a difference in a lot of things. I think they will eventually, they'll bring it up and get it done. I also think that the question of cutting some of our spending, I think we're going to have more of a willingness to do something there, although that's more long-term.
But Secretary Block says the cuts will likely add to those farm bill cuts already proposed last year, $23 billion in the Senate-passed bill and $33 billion in the House bill. And again, mean no more direct payments and fewer CRP acres. And what about the political damage to farm safety net programs? Won't that be compounded by dragging out the process another year?
It does, absolutely. The longer you let it hang, if we'd written the bill last year, we might have been better off. Probably would have. But that doesn't change things because there's a fair number of people that are not in a hurry to get it done and are very critical of farm programs.
Especially in the press, pointing to big city newspapers attacking farm subsidies when the political base of farmers today is smaller. And so Secretary Block says agriculture is going to pay a price for that. The animal agriculture sector faces many challenges today with feed prices and other input costs rising. The challenges that poultry and livestock farmers face could also impact U.S. soybean farmers. The Soy Checkoff recently released a study analyzing the economic impact of animal agriculture on soybean farmers. United Soybean Board Director and South Dakota farmer Lewis Bainbridge says U.S. Animal Ag is the number one customer for U.S. soybeans, using nearly 30 million tons of soy meal last year, which is the meal from 1.27 billion bushel of soybeans.
I'm pleased that the numbers are that high. And thankful that we do have the livestock industry that we have in this country, and hopefully we can grow that, because to me it makes much more sense to ship out a value-added product such as pork or poultry as it does to ship out a boatload of beans. Certainly the export market of whole beans or bean meal is important too to our survivability and economic viability, but I'm much happier to see value-added products shipped out.
Mr. Bainbridge says the Soy Checkoff supports livestock and poultry farmers by working with the U.S. Meat Export Federation and the USA Poultry and Egg Export Council. By increasing international demand for U.S. meat, milk, and eggs, those projects also increase domestic demand for U.S. soy meal. He says it's important for individual farmers to embrace and support the expansion of animal ag. In 2011, the economic benefits poultry, livestock, and aquaculture provided at the national level included support for 1.7 million jobs, $333 billion in total economic output, a $58 billion impact on household incomes, and $18 billion in income and property taxes paid. For more information, visit unitedsoybean.org. National Pork Board member Derek Sleaser says two newly introduced tools, funding by the Pork Checkoff, allow producers to fill in the blanks and tailor each plan to his or her operation, provided a clear plan of action in an otherwise challenging time. One of those tools is the Farm Level Crisis Response Plan, which provides a framework for evaluating the risk of on-farm crisis situations, identifying prevention measures, and responding effectively in case of a crisis. This tool can be downloaded at pork.org/farm-level-crisis-plan. The second tool is the Emergency Action Plan, which provides an outline for producers to create a customized plan for their operation. This tool can be downloaded at eap.pork.org. In all the uncertainty, there is still one sure thing. Shanika Otterby explains what that is in this report.
Will there be a farm bill and when are questions on every producer's mind, and that makes the certainty of crop insurance doubly important. Across the country, farmers are facing the various deadlines to sign up for crop insurance on spring-planted crops, from as early as January 31st in the South to February 15th and February 28th to the really big deadline of March 15th. These are also the deadlines for making any changes to existing crop insurance policies. For many grain producers, there will be changes they will want to learn about. The Trend Adjustment Program has been expanded to many additional states. This program adjusts the insurable bushels upward from your actual production history to account for the rapid increase in yields attributable to technology and genetics. The difference varies from county to county. USDA's Risk Management Agency has also made changes to the premium rates for some crops. For some, this will be good news, for others, not so good, depending on the state. Producers should meet with their crop insurance agents well before their deadlines. Reporting for National Crop Insurance Services, I'm Shanika Otterby.
It's coming up on 6:31 on this Friday morning. Once again, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat now trading at 7:48 and a half up four. May wheat trading at 7:57 and a quarter up 3 3/4. March corn trading at 6:98 and a half down a quarter. May corn trading at 6:96 and a quarter down 1 1/4. January soybeans now trading at 14.09, down 8 1/2. May beans trading at 13.68, down 11 3/4. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Envirofoam of America.